we've reflected on ways in which the environment and indeed internal biological processes can injure cells at the level of DNA, lipids, and proteins. And then we've moved on from there to look at the way cells respond reversibly and irreversibly, and when they respond irreversibly, they die. And then we've moved on to inflammation. The response of tissues to irreversible damage, especially where there's oncotic death with leakage of cell contents, is to generate inflammation. And we spent a couple of sessions thinking about acute inflammation, the cardinal signs, and also the way that the shock troops of the inflammatory system, if you like, flood into an area to cope with a problem. And then, having reflected on acute inflammation, we then yesterday moved on to chronic inflammation, and we thought of how there are two sorts of chronic inflammation. The first sort is the one which develops from acute inflammation, and our example was gastritis. And we went through acute inflammation, acute gastritis, superficial chronic gastritis, atrophic gastritis, where the lining of the stomach actually wears away, through to metaplasia, and ultimately, if you were unlucky enough, you move right through to carcinoma. And then we thought of primary chronic inflammation, which is where you have chronic inflammation apparently from the start. And our example for that was granuloma formation in the blood. So happy with that? So the outcome of inflammation then is going to be repair. And so today we want to think about repair in its various manifestations. Now healing, at the top of your page, healing is simply that set of processes by which the body responds to damage to a tissue and restores integrity. So it's a word we use all the time. Healing is where the body responds to damage and restores integrity. And it can be constituted by two ways. First of all, regeneration. And regeneration is simply the replacement of damaged tissue by more tissue of the same. Why can't I get the lights off? Okay, so a regeneration occurs, for example, typically, when you undergo a damage, you say, epithelial tissue, but only epithelial tissue, and that can be readily replaced by regenerating epithelial tissue. So, for example, is skin. You abrade your skin, you fall over and skin your knees. It's coming, I think. Simply by the regeneration of regeneration and repair. And regeneration occurs specifically where damage to epithelium can be restored simply by the production of new epithelium. The other example besides skin. Besides skin is in the gut, where the villi, which line the gut, owe their structure to the epithelial cells which cover the villi. So wipe out those epithelial